Now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.9 FM, and streaming worldwide on KQ&A.com. I'm your host, Lorette Brashear, and today our guests are Jaylene Long and Bill Casal with Hope Fest Arizona, and we also have Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. So stay tuned, and we'll get back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Bruce, this isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here on Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with our first guest, Ron Brashear, with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary.
Good afternoon.
Good. How's everything going on, and what's going on at the Heritage Park Zoo?
Busy as always, which is always fun, but we have our biggest event of the year, the Taste of the Wild. It's our biggest fundraiser coming up on October 6th, Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m., and that's been keeping my time here recently.
Wow. Taste of the Wild, also known as TOE.
Yes.
What is it?
It's just a big fundraiser. What we have is we have different tastes from your favorite local restaurant, wineries, and breweries. We have a huge silent auction. This year we're actually going to have a dance floor, so we're actually have a few little fun dance lessons for people who want to learn. in something called goat craps, which, yes, that's what we're calling it. It's going to be a little fun game where we're going to see where if you pick the right square and a goat decides to use that to go to the restroom, that's who wins.
Oh, so it's called goat craps.
Correct.
Okay, so that sounds like an interesting turn of events. So you guys keep adding more and more to this Tastes of the Wild. So basically, Tastes of the Wild is where you can come and taste from local restaurants, you know, grab little samples. Is that what it is?
Correct. And it's just a fun afternoon. The zoo, we're going to be open from 9 to 11 for guests. Then we close at 11 to set up for this event. It's one of the few times we do close the zoo for an event. And it's such a really nice, fun time. Last year we had such a great turnout, and this year we're hoping for the same. So tickets are for sale. We're still taking tickets. So if you go online at www.heritageparkzoo.org, or you can go to give us a call at 928-778-4242, extension 10 to purchase tickets. It's just a fun evening, as I said, or afternoon. It goes from 2 to 6. Actually, Embry-Riddle's does us nice that for parking, since our parking's
okay,
a little bit
yeah.
tight.
Yeah. It's a little small
it's
there.
It's a little small.
So parking for this, everyone can park at Embry-Riddle
yep.
and then get shuttled
Correct.
Across the street.
And Embry-Riddle this year let us park right at the very front. So if you come like the main entrance, right up where the right next to the library in the main building, that's going to be the shuttle pickup, and you're going to be able to park right there. So it's going to be an easier shot than years past.
Gotcha. So it's just a fun event. It's on a Saturday. Sunday. So it's on a Sunday, just basically a Sunday afternoon. You can have enjoy eats and some wine and some brews, and then also enjoy all the festivities that are going on during that time.
We're trying to have quite a few this year.
And I know that there was a ribbon cutting as well.
Yes, we're going to be opening up the new eagle enclosure. So if you happen to see, if you've been to the zoo here recently, you've been seeing over by the, right on the other side of the wallabies, there's been some posts. We're going to have that finished, and the eagles are going to be in them. We're actually going to have another little special auction for a few special people that want to go in there and actually be inside the enclosure with the eagles, which is going to be a real fun
afternoon. So did you guys get new eagles, or is it the same ones, just different location?
Different location.
So they got a new home.
They got a brand new home,
oh
which is
gosh,
awesome. And they're
going to
be together. So Tika and Montana have always been separated by a fence.
Right.
Now we're going to be in this, it's big enough to be in the same enclosure together, so it's going to be neat to see.
So they're both going to be in the same enclosure, and it's going to be right next to Wallaby. So you guys built a whole brand new enclosure.
Yes.
Wow, how exciting. So there is great and exciting things happening over at Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Wow, so you guys are going to have a grand opening basically for that. That's when it's going to get showcased.
Yes.
Is that night at Taste of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have a silent auction. And the best part was that there'll be a special one to kind of go inside
yep.
an auction, basically prize, to go inside the eagle enclosure.
Which is really awesome. Something you're usually not going to be able to do, so we
right.
thought it'd be nice since we're kicking off the eagle. And it's sort of, we're doing the eagle that's on our flyer this year, so we sort of hoped it would be ready, and it's going to be. So it's going to be
great,
nice.
Great. And I know some of the silent auction items are actually really cool. They're unique to Heritage Park Zoo. But some of them have been like enjoy some private time with the different animals.
Yep, we have quite a bit of animal ones that we do from the zoo. Plus, we have a lot of people locally that donate to us to help raise these funds. So, and if you went last year, oh my gosh, we had so much stuff. It's really nice
right.
to see. And it's just, like I said, it's a fun evening or fun afternoon because it goes till 6. So close to evening.
Close to evening, definitely. And so it's just a fun time, and it's to come out, taste the wild, come and experience, you know, some of the vendors that you've got, some of the local ones, and, you know, and I'm more interested about this goat craps. So is it like craps like in Vegas? Is that what it is?
No, it's going to be like a square, like a football square. So you're going to go ahead and buy squares,
okay.
and then we're going to bring the goats out, and we'll one goat at a time and figure out where it goes, and that's who's going to be winner. So it's something new. We're just trying to have fun, a way to raise money. Once again, this all goes to the zoo, so if people don't know, we're actually a sanctuary. So all the animals have to be there. So this is, since we're going on to our slow time come the winter, we want to have a nice fundraiser to help support the animals during the winter. And plus we do well over 200 rescues a year as well. So we get
a lot
of calls.
So a lot of people just don't know that.
Yeah.
So not only do you have the animals there at the facility, but you also take in rescues as well.
many a year. So like I said, and this has been a pretty crazy year. Lots of skunks. Every time I go out front, I smell a skunk.
So you guys have the rescues. And then when they've been basically rescued and rehabilitated, do you guys release them back into the wild?
That's our goal.
Okay.
And I've been able to see, been part of a few of those, which is pretty nice. It's always nice to see, hey, they've been injured, they're rehabbed, and now they're out and free.
And now they're back into the wild. So what's one of the ones that have been rescued recently or re-released?
Well, actually, one that I'll say that we ended up we're going to keep is we have a little fox, and if people have seen it, Zorro.
Probably Zorro the fox.
Zorro the fox.
Cute.
And that one came in. We had to rehab it, and it had already been around people and everything, so it wasn't going to be able to be re-released. So we said, you know what? We're going to go ahead and keep it, and it's so cute. And actually,
so
Zorro's
he has a forever home.
Correct.
At the zoo. Okay.
And he's going to be at the actual we're going to try. We're trying to bring him out once in a while, so we're hoping at Taste of the Wild he's going to be out and about there as well. So people will be able to see it if you come to Taste of the Wild.
Is it a baby, or is it?
It's probably about 3-4 months old now, but yeah, came in as a baby. It was real tiny, real tiny. It's amazing
cute.
How much it's already grown. It was so cute.
And his name is Zorro. So he's a new addition as well to the Heritage Park Zoo. So you've got a new addition, a new exhibit, and all kinds of new things that are going on there.
And we actually, I just did a post last week. We have a couple rock hyrax now, if people are familiar with that. It's a different kind of, won't get into it, but it's a real smaller animal, but actually the closest relative is an elephant. So you see
oh my
it.
Gosh.
And, like, and I had a few comments when I did the post on that. But she had, we didn't know was pregnant and had 3 babies. So we actually have few more new additions as well.
So more new additions coming to the zoo. And this Taste of the Wild, does it have a theme? Usually every year there's kind of a theme. So what's the theme this year?
This year it's Come Celebrate the Wild West. So we just wanted to get back. Exactly.
So Come Celebrate the Wild West. Dress attire, should I be wearing my cowboy boots, hat?
If that's how you like to dress, especially since that's a theme, absolutely. But we really don't have too much of a dress code. We just want people to come enjoy it. Hopefully the weather's good. Last year it was cold, but we had great weather. I was a little bit worried, but we got tents, and we're going to do the same thing this year in the lawn. We're going to have some tents to help protect us from any kind of weather.
So there's kind of a backup just in case.
Yeah, and last year we actually sort of, the rain was coming. We didn't know, so we got the tents, and it pretty much centralized everything, and we loved it. Everyone stayed up there. We also have the pavilion where we're going to have a casino. So
ooh.
We have really 2 locations that you
so
can go back and forth.
So there'll be a casino as well.
It's the Wild West. Got to have a casino.
Yeah, definitely. The Wild West have to have a casino, so that'll be great. So there's sounds like so much to do for this event.
And not just that. Obviously, being that we're a zoo sanctuary, that we're going to have animals, so we're going to have different encounters throughout the day, actually 4 different animal encounters where we're going to go to the enclosure and do something, as well as bringing animals out. So we have a pretty packed schedule.
And animal encounters means that you will bring out the animals and you can see them, you know, up close and personal.
Yep, we're going to have some of those, as well as going to the enclosures for some of the bigger animals that we can't let out. So
gotcha.
We sort of do both.
Definitely don't let those big animals out.
Everyone wants us to let Gus or Sasha out, but no, we can't do that.
Those bears look awfully cute, but I can't imagine them, you know.
We always say they can look really nice, but yeah, they still are wild animals. So
they still are wild animals. Well, Ron, it sounds like a great event. Taste of the Wild, October 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And from what time to what time?
It's going to be from 2 to 6 this year. And like I said, we got free parking shuttles, so please remember if you're coming to look at Embry-Riddle, we're going to have signs up and some parking volunteers over there to help you guide where to park. We're going to have a shuttle to bring you back over, go back and forth. Also got, like I said, don't forget the entertainment. We're going to have a lot of entertainment this year, trying to make it where it's worth worth coming out, just having a good time.
And excellent.
We have a lot of people that just said, hey, you know, haven't done this before, I just want to help support the zoo, so they buy tickets. So please, if you've never been and you want to be your first time, please come out, see what it's about, and just remember everything's helping the animals and support.
How do they get a hold of tickets?
Once again, go to www.heritageparkzoo.org, and if you look at top, you'll see a drop-down for events, and you'll see Taste of Wild, and you can go ahead and go there, and then you can purchase tickets from there, or you can come to the gift shop, or give us a call at 928-778-4242, extension 10, and tickets this year are $95, and we're hoping to sell quite a few tickets, and we're doing pretty good, so please come and support
the zoo. The biggest event, well, one of the biggest events, and this is your biggest fundraiser, so everyone come out and support and help the zoo celebrate Taste of the Wild. Ron, thanks for being with us. I know we have you on another segment talking about more events that are coming up, but we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather gift shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with our next guest, and they are here talking about Hope Fest, and I have Jaylene Long and Bill Casal.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate
it.
Thank you very much.
So you got Hope Fest Arizona. What is that?
Hope Fest Arizona is a community service outreach with the music festival down in the Courthouse Plaza. Perfect. We take over three streets, the plaza.
Wow.
Divide it into a Hope Serves Family Resource Fair, taking care of the needs of our veterans, military, first responders, and the most vulnerable of Yavapai County.
Yes. And this is the eighth annual.
Yep. It starts at 10 o'clock. The service area goes till 4. The entire event goes till 9. We have a headliner, Seventh Day Slumbers, coming. They've been around for 20 years. A lot of top number ones.
Wow.
And huge opening ceremony at 11 o'clock. Nobody wants to miss that.
Wow. Yes. Okay. So there's a lot going on. And when is this?
Saturday, September 28th, which is just a few days away.
Yeah, just a few. But this perfect time and letting everyone know what it is and what to expect. How did Hope Fest start?
Oh, my goodness. Take us back to 2011.
All right. We're stepping back a little bit of time.
In the time warp machine.
Yep.
And Justin Unger came to my husband, David, and myself. We were leaders for Celebrate Recovery over at the Heights Church. He says, you know what? I got a couple of guys coming from Nashville doing a music thing with a recovery message. We can do it at the Heights. We've always done concerts. We'll do them again. Or how about I challenge you to take it down to the Courthouse Plaza to people that need hope from all hurts, habits, and hang-ups that might not get it otherwise.
So it started as a challenge.
It started as a challenge.
well, challenge accepted and still going. So,
Yeah, because our community rose up, and when we created the Family Resource Fair, which is in the second year, I came to my team and I said, you know, I think we need to do a little bit more than just showing up and having music and having a good time. I think we really need to go deeper in what we're going to do for our community. And they all looked at me and laughed. We've got the concert thing down. Let us do that. I go, no. That's the answer I needed. We're going to go forward with this community service thing.
Always expanding and adding more and more and growing.
Absolutely.
Great. And this goes with another event as well.
Yes, it does. We never have enough to do.
Right.
So we had asked Desmond Doss Jr. He's the son of Congressional Medal of Honor recipient, the first one to ever receive the Congressional Medal of Honor that didn't carry a gun. He wanted to serve his country. He just didn't want to kill, but he became a medic. And he is the inspiration for the movie Hacksaw Ridge. So that's where the evolution of the second event came in. And
Fantastic. We
were inviting Desmond Doss Jr. to Prescott for Hope Fest. But it became apparent we could take and show the documentary that led up to all that. And so we're going to do that on Wednesday, this Wednesday.
Gotcha. So it's this Wednesday.
25th.
Where is it at?
25th. It starts at 5:30.
Okay.
And it goes till 9.
It's at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center.
I'm
trying to get the name correct.
So it's at Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. And how much are the tickets?
Oh, there's no charge. It's complimentary to our community.
Wow.
And, of course, donations are accepted, and anybody that does donate goes into a drawing from our number one sponsor, Lowe's of Prescott, is bringing a Pit Boss Pro barbecue for that.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. So there's an incentive to donate,
yep.
But what a great cause anyway, you know, to provide something as special as that for the community, to provide two great events for the
yes.
community. And this one is called Above and Beyond the Call of Duty.
Yes, and our own Prescott Mayor, Greg Mangarelli, will
yes.
be there. Medal of Honor recipient families will be there. Legacy of Valor as well.
Wow.
And Desmond Doss Jr. is going to be there. But the cherry on top of the whole thing, executive producer Gabe Vidella, who is the king of special effects in Hollywood, is coming to do a Q&A.
So it sounds like I need to bring my autograph book.
You can do that, too. You can
bring
do that, too.
Bring my autograph book. Go to Hope Fest Arizona. Get autographs by all the bands that are going to be there.
You got it.
And make sure to go to this on Wednesday night as well.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's Hope Fest Week.
Hope Fest Week. Fantastic. I love it. You guys have so many sponsors and have been doing this for so long that it's just a fantastic community events. And is this the first time you've added this other event?
We've done Home Run the Movie that was put out by Celebrate Recovery. We've
okay.
done that
mm-hmm.
before. We did a play over at the Elks.
Oh, wow.
Out of the Darkness. So it's not the first time. It was just a surprise because we didn't plan it for it this year.
Gotcha. You know how, when you don't plan it, it just kind of
it happened.
Yep,
but it was
yep.
such an amazing opportunity. We just couldn't pass it up because it's for our community.
Right.
You know, yeah, we want to reach into our military family and our veteran family, but we want to reach the kids. When you have 98% that aren't signing up for military, their freedoms are being paid for by the top 2%. And
wow.
it's important for them to know that. It's not this history, because we know how history can change over time. We're watching it happen right now.
Right
in our
now,
society.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
And Hope Fest is really, anyone can come to it. It's free to the community. And so
yep.
anybody can come. It's just a really nice way to basically kind of detox is what I'm going to
say. Yeah. Oh, and you know, anybody can come. We have a wide array of people not only looking for services, but we have people coming. What's going on great in my community I don't know about? Where can I volunteer? Where can I donate? What's going on? And it's just a big challenge to all these service providers to come out from behind their logo, behind their desks, come out in a beautiful courthouse. Have you seen it lately? It's absolutely, it's the pride of Prescott.
Definitely is the pride of Prescott. So everyone kind of comes out, gathers in front of there. And I know that there's going to be some things going on that day.
Yes. Let's start with the, we mentioned the opening ceremony, and there's going to be a flyover, and there's going to be the unfurling of the flag that flew over the Mississippi. Missouri, wrong state. The battleship Missouri that was parked outside of Japan when the signing of the treaty happened.
Oh my gosh.
And the first time that it's been in the United States since the 75th anniversary of D-Day just a few months ago is Hope Fest, Arizona.
Wow. Wow. And then you've got some Vanessa's live speed painting.
Oh, she's amazing. She paints to music, and she's the most phenomenal live painter, and she does it so quickly, and the colors she uses and the way she orchestrates her whole it's a feast for the eyes to watch.
Fantastic.
Then we have a car show over on Cortez. We've got some very expensive vehicles coming down for this. And Grand Canyon Harley Davidson's going to be there too with test rides. And then we have we're collecting donations, so bring those cold weather coats, socks, things like that.
Okay, fantastic.
And we'll
bring some donations. You're collecting coats, anything, you know, for the cold weather.
Right, and we'll have donation boxes on each corner. And then we are also going to be the location for the raffle winner for the Harley-Davidson that the Kalinke family is raising money because they lost their Vietnam warrior.
Okay.
And that drawing will take place main stage at 4 p.m.
Yep. Wow. So it's a Harley-Davidson motorcycle raffle drawing as well that'll be happening. Wow. There's so much going on. And this is all Hope Fest. Is this free?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's a completely free event for the community.
Correct.
And also the one on Wednesday night, too.
Yes. Isn't that great? Because it's sponsors like this that say, you know, this is important enough for me to wrap around. And it's really cool. For instance, let me brag on Little Dealer Little Prices for a moment. He came to me and he says, you know what? I really want to be a part of this, but I don't have any budget for anything to write you a check. How about if I give you a radio time? How about if I give you advertising time? I say, hey, however it comes together, it's, you know, that's what this is about. I had other people call me and say, I've got 2 pallets of water. Can you use it? So, and other people like, you know what? I got some printing time. See what I'm saying? It's the sweetness.
Yeah. Right.
Of it
so it's just everyone coming together, different businesses in the community. And it doesn't always have to be money.
Yeah.
You know, whether you donate, you know, some time or whether you donate some water.
Everybody has something of value that can make this happen. I have organizations all the time that want to participate in the family resource fair, and they'll say, well, what is it you want me to do? I said, we're about collaboration.
Right.
I want you to get with them and you tell me what you can do. Cause, you know, I don't know their policies, things like that, you know. So that's what's gone on. A lot of networking. We've even had marriages come out of Hope Fest. We've had, you know, there's been a lot of things happening down there.
You're single. Perfect. Perfect. Wow, there's so much going on. It sounds like a great time. Even a family fun zone.
Family Fun Zone. It's taking over the back part of the Courthouse Plaza, the grass area and Goodwin Street.
Yeah.
By the way, there's going to be a blood drive back there with Vitaliant. There's a rock climbing wall, and Gripstone's taking that over. They're putting prizes on each level of the rock.
Oh, my gosh.
There's bouncy houses, face painting, balloon twisting, stilt walker, long games. I mean,
there's everything going on. All of this and more. It sounds like you guys have been busy.
We have.
You guys have been very busy. This sounds like a wonderful, fun community event. I can't wait for it. And I'm also excited about the Above and Beyond the Call of Duty.
Yes.
That's just an amazing thing that you're able to bring to our area. especially because, you know, it is inspired by Hacksaw Ridge. It is inspired by the actual movie.
Yes.
And so it's going to be the guy's son will be present.
Correct.
So who the movie was made about.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Desmond P. Doss Sr., yes.
And with the Q&A, it really gives the audience a really intimate time of getting some of that questions answered and things like that.
And getting to know
personal
more personal
view.
What's going on.
Well, it's an educational value also to a lot of people who have not been in the military or have been in the military and can see what teamwork does and how people work together.
Right.
That's one of the reasons why Desmond Doss was such a great hero.
Definitely. Such a great hero. It sounds wonderful. How do I find more information about this and where do I go?
You want to go to HopeFestAZ.com. That's H-O-P-E, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, S-T-A-Z.com.
HopeFestAZ.com. And that'll let me know what time everything is, and it'll also let me know about the Above and Beyond for the Yavapai College.
Exactly, and there's Absolutely. Videos on there. There's all sorts of historical information. Just look for Above and Beyond as well as our
Perfect.
Other information there.
And for the Yavapai College Performing Arts, do you need to, I mean, since it's just basically, is it open?
It's first come, first serve.
Yeah. First serve, so be there early.
Be there early.
So it starts at what time?
Well, doors open at 5:30, and call to order is at 6:30.
So be there early.
Yep.
Camp out, stake out, get oh, yeah. sure that you get in there, because that sounds like an event nobody wants to miss.
Yes.
That's so exciting. That's everything's happening this week. So you've got Wednesday night, mm-hmm. Above and Beyond the Call of Duty at Yavapai College Performing Arts, and then this Saturday, Hope Fest Arizona, 8th annual.
Correct.
Thank you guys so much for being here today and letting us know all the great activities, and thank you for doing this for our community.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having
we
us.
We really appreciate it. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll discuss revitalization of the Whiskey Row Alley.
Back in May, city staff started working on efforts to enhance and clean up the alley. This effort will include cleaning the grease in the alley as well as around the dumpsters. A mural that's currently being worked on is expected to be completed by the end of October. A meeting with business and building owners on Whiskey Row was held earlier this month. City officials say there appears to be a lot of support for the enhancements. The Prescott City Council meeting will be held in the lower-level conference room at City Hall, located on South Cortez Street. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
The best player in Diamondbacks history will be back at Chase Field tonight in the uniform of the St. Louis Cardinals as the Diamondbacks host the Cardinals and their longtime old friend Paul Goldschmidt. With the pregame show at 6 o'clock, the first pitch live from Chase Field at 6:40 right here on KQ&A. Showers and thunderstorms today and tonight. Some could be heavy, cooling overnight to a rainy 49, with mostly sunny highs tomorrow and Wednesday near 75. Only 70 Thursday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with a 30 to 40% chance for more storms tomorrow through Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers and storms, cooling after bedtime to a rainy 56. Mostly sunny highs around 84 tomorrow and Wednesday, 78 Thursday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for coming back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with our next guest, well, who was also our first guest, Ron Brashear with the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary.
Good afternoon again.
All right. So there's so much going on at the zoo. You guys needed two segments. So we talked on the first segment was Taste of the Wild and what's been going on at the zoo. But now you guys have another just a ton of events.
Yeah, I'll go through them real fast. We do have quite a few, and that's what we try. That's helps keep the zoo fun, just a lot of different reasons that come out. First of all, as you mentioned, we talked earlier about Taste of the Wild. Remember, that's Sunday, October 6th from 2 to 6. It's our largest fundraiser of the year, and that helps keep the animals so we can keep them there and have clothes, not clothes,
yes,
but have them fed and everything like that. So please help us out at the fundraiser and come on out. It's going to be from 2 to 6, Sunday, October 6th. But now some of the things we do for the kids. So I got a few kid things to talk about. So
well, you guys are Heritage Parks,
yes,
and Lodge. So Taste of the Wild is definitely an adult event.
Yes, over 21, I guess I should say
so
that. Yes.
So now we're getting into the fun kids events.
Correct.
And what's the first one you guys got coming up in October for
kids? For the ones that are school age, so 6 to 12 years old, we do have Fall Zoo Camp. And as you know, you have your fall break. That's what I was trying
right
to make. A fall break for school, so it coordinates with that. So from October 7th through the 11th, we're going to have Fall Zoo Camp. It's from 8:30 to 3. It's just a great way to spend a week, a great way for the kids and not just sit at home and watch TV. So please come on out, enjoy a nice
fall zoo camp. What are the ages for that?
So it's from 6 to 12, but we break them up to different segments. So we have age groups of 6 to 7, 8 to 9, then 10 and 12.
Okay. And so this is coming up during the same time that the kids are already out of school.
Yep, on
so what a perfect time to come. And the criteria is just different. They get hands-on experience with some of the zoo animals, and they'll get a chance to learn about the animals.
Yep, you got animal adventures. You're going to be able to do crafts. You're going to learn about the animals, do things that I know some adults that wish they could do, but we don't have an adult camp right
yet
now.
Okay, gotcha. But it is a fall zoo camp for the kiddos. And from ages
6 through 12.
So perfect.
And for information, just give us a call. It's 928-778-4242. And I'll be able to tell you all about it.
All right. Do you guys have anything for the little guys?
Yeah. So Zoo Littles has been such a huge success this year that we were supposed to end it in September, but we've gone ahead and added some dates. So we have some more dates. So what's left for that is going to be the 25th of September, October 16th, October 19th, October 23rd. And this is for your preschoolers, 3 to 5 years old. It's a really fun day.
Three to five years old. So it's a great way. Are parents welcome to come?
Parents need to be there. So,
okay.
Yeah, it isn't.
So you can't just drop them off. It's not free babysitting.
It's not
or
for
free
a 2
daycare. Hour. Okay. So parents do need to be there. And it's another way for our 3 to 5 year olds to just basically get that one-on-one education with the parent,
yeah,
and do hands-on activities as well. Is it an all-day venture?
This is actually, no, it'd be hard for the kids. So
yeah,
we do
I would say, is there nap time included along with snack time? Do parents get that as well?
Yes, that'd be nice. But no, it's from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30. It's just the way
just
we bring them out.
Just a few
hours? Yeah, just a couple hours. They get to learn about the animals. We usually bring one out as well. It's going to be over by our garden, which is incredible this year. It just really bloomed. It looks really nice. Put a lot of improvement into that. But you're going to learn to get to play with some composting pile where you get to see the worms. So the kids love that. So it's just really fun. They learn stuff, and once again, it gets them outside instead of, you know, staying inside. So it's really nice, and it's been
a
big success this year.
That's what it is. So you got Fall Zoo Camp that we just talked about, and then you got the Zoo Littles.
Yep.
And so there's little camps for both age groups. And then what else you got? I know you guys got a large itinerary.
Yes, we do. Especially, we're just talking October right now. Just is a lot for that. So something else, we have two other big events coming up for October. One of those is going to be our annual Zoo Fest.
Ooh.
So that is going to be a 2-day event this year instead of 1 day.
So it's like a fall fest, but a zoo fest.
Gotta
I love
the animals in there. So.
Love it, Zoo Fest. And it's just basically, and that's a different type of adventure at the zoo.
Correct. We're just going to be a neat day. And actually, we've partnered with the Yavapai Food Bank. So if you bring a non-perishable food donation, you're going to receive $1 off admission. And actually, on our flyer, we have a list on the back of items that they really do need. So it's just a nice way to give back to the community that helps us out so much during the year. We want to make sure everyone's fed, obviously, as long as the animals get fed as well. So it works out really great. So please come out to Zoo Fest. It's regular pricing, so if you're a member, it's free, and then everything else, if you're a non-member, it's just regular admission, and everything's going to be free inside, except for concessions, where we are going to sell concessions. We're going to have a bounce house on the lawn. We're going to have different animal encounters set up. animal feedings, and just games, just a real fun, try to get the, and actually a maze. So it's just going to be a fun little thing for kids and adults to come out, a family time at the zoo.
So Zoo Fest, which is basically your harvest festival or harvest fest, you know, fall fest, but Zoo Fest at the zoo. And then the one event that everyone gets excited about and wants to know about is you guys do, what else do you guys do?
Something called Boo at the Zoo. So most people have heard of that. So Boo at the Zoo is going to be on Halloween. So it's a nice, safe place for people to come trick or treat. So please check out our zoo, our Boo at the Zoo. That is something we've done for years. It's amazing how many people come out for that.
Right. Boo at the Zoo. It's just like you said, it's a great safe environment, for parents to bring their children. You don't have to worry about it. And you get to see the zoo at night. You get to see all the nocturnal animals. You get to walk around and just see what you don't normally see during the day.
And you see a lot of people in costumes, which you hopefully don't see that often besides on Halloween.
So. And they have great costumes. I know that there's always great music playing too as people are entering, you know, some spooky or some fun, you know, Halloween music as well. So you got, Boo at the Zoo. And, at Boo in the Zoo, are you guys doing, registration, pre-registration for tickets?
Yeah, we're going to start selling. We got the, obviously, with Taste of the Wild coming, we're going to wait. So once Taste of the Wild done, we're going to go ahead and start selling pre-sale tickets for Boo at the Zoo. And the ticket prices are going to be $5 for members, $8 for non-members.
Okay.
And it's going to be, just so you know what time it is, it's going to be from 6 till 9 o'clock. And we do say, please come in costume. It's a, like I said, it's a safe place to trick-or-treat. We're going to have, like, probably around 12, 13 different stations throughout the park that you can get candy. And like you said, it's a nice place to be, see the animals. It's dark. It's neat. Something a little bit different. And this is a pretty big event for us. We get a lot of people and the reception.
So definitely
is
the pre-sale is where you want to go.
Yeah.
Go ahead, buy your tickets in advance. So that way when it comes up for Boo at the Zoo, all you have to do is kind of, you'll just jump in front of all that line.
Yeah. And we'll have that, like I said, set up probably right around the, second week of October, so you can come to the gift shop and buy your tickets.
So all that stuff is going on. So, wow, you guys have a full October.
It's crazy.
So you're going to kick off with Taste of the Wild, then you've got your zoo camps, and then you've got your fall zoo fest, and then you've got your Halloween, which is famous, a Halloween Boo at the Zoo. It's a great time for all families to come out and get your pre-tickets in advance.
Yeah.
And then coming up in November, you guys have a few other fun events. I know you have a behind-the-scenes photo tour.
That's coming. Yeah, so November's another action-packed month.
Right.
We seem to try to stay busy. But
you can go ahead and register for these events already.
So absolutely.
You can register. That way your spot is held. Behind-the-scenes photo tour is a really unique way to look at the animals.
It really is. And that's going to be on November 16th, and that's from 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. That's a behind the scenes. You're going to get closer to the animals than you usually could. So you're going to be with a keeper, and we're going to be able to go into some of the enclosures, not the dangerous enclosures,
right,
obviously. But you get to go into some of the enclosures, get some nice pictures, get closer to some of the different animals that, you know, we can't go inside, but we're going to let you get a little bit closer than you can.
And this whole thing starts before the zoo actually opens.
It does. Well, come November, our hours change. So on November 1st, we go from 10 till 4. And that's going to come up. So this is going to be 9 to 10:30. So there's a little bit of an overlap. But, yeah, it's going to be behind the scenes before anyone else is in there. So it's just you and the animals.
You and the animals. Behind the scenes photo tour. Sign up. And you don't have to be a photographer to do this. You can use your iPhone, your Android phone. You can use, you know, your...
Heck, if you got an iPhone 11, that's probably your best camera anyway now.
Yeah, exactly. So you can use any type of camera. You don't have to have a fancy-dancy camera. It's just a really great opportunity to get behind the scenes and visit those animals.
Yeah, and if you're an animal lover, it's just neat. So these photos are yours. You get to get in there, get closer than, you know, because we see so many cameras there at the zoo as well as a lot of people with their phones. So it's just a nice way to say, hey, it's supporting the zoo and I get something extra special.
Yeah, and a really important day that you guys got coming up, too, is November 11th is Veterans Day.
Yep, we actually got a couple of things there. So we have Veterans Day on November 11th, and veterans get in free. And then the weekend prior to that, or not the weekend, but So on November 2nd and 3rd, which is a weekend, which is Saturday and Sunday, where Veterans Day is Monday, on Saturday and Sunday, November 2nd and 3rd is Dollar Days. So that's going to be a busy weekend.
So that's the day you can get into the zoo for a dollar.
Yes.
So those of you that said nothing's a dollar, well, the zoo's a dollar November 2nd and 3rd.
Correct.
And then right after that, that Monday, Veterans Day, veterans get in free.
Not that Monday, the Monday after
Monday after,
the 11th.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, wow, Ron, there's so much going on at the zoo. How do people find out this information that we all talked about today?
So all the events, if you go to www.heritageparkzoo.org, you can see a list of all of our events. Or please follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Post different photos of some of the fun animals as well as some of the events. And I do want to mention one more thing just coming up November through December on the weekends. It's going to be Wild Lights. It's going to be opening up on November 29th and 30th. Which, please, come out, see our wild lights. Last year it was great. It was so much fun to see it in the dark and see how the lights light up the zoo.
Well, thank you, Ron Brashear with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Thanks for being here today and letting us know about all the events going on at the zoo. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This September, head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel for the Break the Bank giveaway. Earn entries now through September 26th. Then every Thursday from 6 to 10 p.m., come see if you qualify to smash our piggy bank for your chance to bag a share of over $5,000 in cash and prizes each week. This could be your biggest break yet. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place for a smashing good time.
Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion.
Maybe you won the lottery.
You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Thank you, everyone, for listening in to Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. We had wonderful guests today. I'd like to say thanks to all of our guests. We had Jaylene Long and Bill Casal. They are fantastic with Hope Fest Arizona, talking about what's going on down there. And we also had Ron Brashear with the Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Now it's time. Get out your calendars. There's all kinds of great events that are happening in Chino Valley this week. So we've got two ribbon cuttings here in Chino Valley. We have a ribbon cutting for Chino Valley Funeral Home, and they just had some new additions, and that's going to be at 11 o'clock on September 26th, so this Thursday. Friday is another big one that you don't want to miss. At 11 o'clock, we've got Scooters Grand Opening, Scooters Coffee House, brand new to Chino Valley. They're having a grand opening and also a ribbon cutting. So two great events this Thursday, Friday, so you don't want to miss them. Thank you all so much for listening to Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.